Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's June 9th, 2011. The National Flood Insurance Program provides policyholders with insurance coverage for flood damage. A group led by Oris Williams Brown, the managing director of GAO's Financial Markets and Community Investment Team, recently reviewed the challenges facing the program. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Oris to learn more.
Given the recent rampant and devastating flooding in Mississippi and elsewhere in the country this season, can you talk about the role that the National Flood Insurance Program plays in recovery efforts?
The National Flood Insurance Program is one of the key federal programs to help homeowners recover from flooding. Since the 1970s, the National Flood Insurance Program has been the primary vehicle for homeowners to purchase flood insurance. They generally are able to purchase the policies through the companies that sell homeowners insurance, and they do specific underwriting for the National Flood Insurance Program. So this is a key federal program in terms of helping homeowners recover. One of the key issues with the National Flood Insurance Program is that it currently owes just under $18 billion to the Treasury associated with losses experienced in the 2005 hurricane season. And since that time, the program has been able to make some payments of interest and principal to the Treasury. In any year that there are elevated levels of flooding and there are increases in claim activity, they run the risk of not only not being able to repay principal and make their interest payments, but they also risk having to borrow additional funds from Treasury to cover increased claim activity, as well as the possibility of having to borrow funds to cover their interest rate payments to Treasury.
And is this one of the reasons that the National Flood Insurance Program was added to GAO's high-risk list?
Yes. In 2006, GAO put the NFIP on its high-risk list primarily because of the losses associated with the 2005 hurricanes. And there were also a number of structural concerns that we raised in terms of the program's ability to charge rates that actually reflect the risk of flooding. Since that time, NFIP has remained on GAO's high-risk list because Congress has yet to address the structural issues with the program, but also we've identified a number of managerial and operating challenges that FEMA needs to address in terms of managing and overseeing the program.
Can you elaborate a little bit on what these challenges are?
Yes. FEMA has struggled in terms of dealing with managing the program from the perspective of having a strategic plan for the National Flood Insurance Program, for making sure that it has the human resources and the skills necessary to manage the program. They've also experienced a number of operational issues associated with some of their information technology activities.
What steps can FEMA take that could potentially help them to overcome these obstacles?
GAO's recently issued a report that's laid out a number of specific actions that FEMA could take that will improve its oversight, management, and operation of the program. Specifically, we recommended that the particular office within FEMA develop its own strategic plan for the National Flood Insurance Program. We've also recommended that they come up with a human capital plan and a contingency plan that will enable FEMA to be able to manage the program when there are emergencies elsewhere in the country.
For people living in the regions affected by this flooding, what's the takeaway here?
The biggest takeaway is that flooding continues to be one of the major contributors of natural catastrophes in the United States. We found that 90% of natural catastrophes involve flooding, and every state in the union is susceptible to flooding. So it's important to know the risk of flooding in your particular area. It's also important to keep in mind that the National Flood Insurance Program continues to be a key part of helping communities recover from flooding in the United States.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.